Deutschlandfunk Kultur Freispiel.
Listening Across Fault Lines. Episode 2. Sie hören die englische Originalfassung. Eine deutsche Version der Serie finden Sie auf hörspielundfeature.de und im Deutschlandfunk Kultur Hörspiel Podcast.
Ever think about how you listen to other people and the world? Across the Pacific, listening is essential to life. Holding communities and ecosystems together. Over many years, myself, Mera Nalatikau, and my friends Amea Kangiza and Eliki Reed have asked elders about how they listen and what they want the world to know. Join us as we listen across fault lines. Audiences are advised that the work features audio of people who are now deceased. Before colonization, the role of sound and silence was very present for Fijians in spiritual beliefs, an importance we feel to this day. Simeone Sevundrendre, Fijian Indigenous Knowledge Custodian, recalls the significance of harvest seasons and its relationship to listening and observation.
From our missionary's account, the King and People of Fiji was written in the late 1800s by Reverend Waterhouse, who served initially in Mbau, an island in Fiji. At the turn of the century, when Christianity was still in its infancy in Fiji.
For Simeone, this was particularly clear in the story of Ratu Maimbulu.
The deity of harvest before Christianity, his name was Ratu Maimbulu. Ratu Maimbulu would visit the plantations, particularly the yam plantations, once a year. Because yam was deemed to be the king crop. King crop in terms of taste, in terms of meticulous cultivation. Yams also contribute back to the health status of soil. And the yam is also used in our first fruit traditions after a harvest. According to pre-Christian practices, the god of harvest, Ratu Maimbulu, would visit the plantations round about November, December. His visit was deemed so important because Ratu Maimbulu disliked noise and chaos. So at the appointed time, the oracle priest would make the announcement, now is the time when the god of harvest will visit our plantation.
Ceremonies like this were once a dominant part of the Fijian worldview. Today, less so. As we speak on these traditions, we pay attention to the dense coconut palms that surround us, their leaves slapping in the wind. We talk about how it's easy to neglect listening to the world. Listening means slowing down. For generations of people across the Pacific, listening is fundamental to caring for all relations. We listen to understand what the environment requires of us and how we can cultivate and grow with it to find balance. This is how we hear the impacts of a changing climate, the crisis facing our planet, and the bonds forged by listening have frayed. This is what Lydia Jacob, an elder from Duke of York Island in Papua New Guinea, tells us as we speak one night, the waves audible nearby.
The washing away of sand along the communities that is along the beach shore, which we would say it's a sea bridge. That is the first change to these many houses you see now, you witness with your eyes. We were first located along the beach. Then to this sea rise up, it has caused this movement of people. From along the beach sides to inland. That is the first change I observed.
The changes happening around us are also unfolding within the interior and spiritual lives of Pacific people and their communities. Fijian academic Unaisi Nambombombamba and Kiribati poet and educator Te Ariki Teairo both speak of listening as a bridge between worlds.
Fijian women would say, people are so full of themselves, they don't listen anymore. You know, listen to elders, listen to the change of season, listen to the cry of birds. It's that kind of interconnected, I think the biggest meaning of listening is the interconnectivity. The assumption that if you did not give time in a day to just listen, then you totally miss what the environment is telling you. There was a huge storm, but then the old women were saying, we had seen this happening. You know, the birds have been flying off. We're just not listening to what the birds say. But nowadays, of course, the young children laugh because they think it's stupid if you start talking as if birds had a human part to them. So this whole shift in paradigm, if you like, this treating of other things as not equal, including spirits.
My concern is that we are not considering culture as part of developing some form of resilience towards the effects of climate change. But we do have our own traditional forms of preserving coconuts, preserving fish, preserving pandanus, preserving breadfruit, preserving a whole number of things. But these things have been lost.
Failing to listen has caused rifts in the carefully interwoven dynamic of Pacific environments and peoples. The loss of interconnectedness to both environments and communities is becoming a common reality. Simeone tells me about the impacts this is having, and his words are echoed by Philip Takom, a chief from the Duke of York Island village where Lydia also lives.
So this tradition is now very rare to find in Fiji. Particularly, Christianity has displaced these traditions, these practices of listening to the land, the reverential listening, the listening to the sounds that all is well. I say this also because today we have lots of use of pesticide and herbicide as we pursue economic gain via agricultural means. And in the process, we are actually harming what we call the mother, the vanua, the land. And then we go about unknowingly trying to eke more out of earth, out of the land, not even realizing that because we failed to listen to the rhythm and the sounds, we are perishing agriculturally. We are perishing, and then we will perish as people, as members of the community.
We have a spiritual initiation. They call it Waminabua, to collect all this spiritual language. You can talk to the tree and the tree can dance. We lost it through the mental contamination of foreign idea. We need to come back to the roots and tap it to the roots, because that is what God put us here for. We need to rely on our domain. It's for us. We are the legal document of this.
As Philip says, not all that is lost forever. The fraying bonds are being brought back together. To listen, as Pacific people have done for millennia, is to reclaim interconnectedness with ourselves and with one another. Listening is how we reconcile with our community and our environment, encompassing all the worlds we inhabit. Te Weariki and Unaisi remind us that listening is also a thread, reaching across the divide, connecting us to ourselves.
Just a matter of turning backwards. I used to have a phrase called Eusiamo Mainanoa. Leave the tap above from inside first, and then look outwards. Once you've exhausted those sources, you can look overseas for assistance. There's nothing wrong with that. But there is something wrong with neglecting the knowledge you have and just going automatically, following the trend, you know, looking overseas. We Kiribati people are very, very good at that now. Looking over, and in fact, we define development in that context, being able to attract more aid. That's why I came up with the idea of addiction. We're so addicted to aid. But we do have knowledge which you can use as part of the resilience effort. And we need to look at this first. You know, and then once we've exhausted that, we can look overseas.
But land, when wronged, takes time. But when it's time to redress, it redresses itself. But if we didn't have, in old Fiji, there are roles, there are people, there are clans that were supposed to do the ameliorating role. That is slowly phased out. And I would think that education, people who are educated, should just set things right. But, you know, it depends if people ask. Eh?
Simeone returns to the story of Ratumaimbulu, for insight into this relationship.
There have been instances where people who have violated and created noise or were not mindful of the cleanliness of their plantation, they would be visited with severe liver issues, aches, sicknesses of the liver, making them weak and incapable of everyday activity. When that happens, they immediately, whoever is afflicted, realizes, I must have done something wrong. And he or she or they, then they make peace atonements to the oracle priest, asking forgiveness for whatever wrong they perceive to be on their part. The priest receives and accepts on behalf of the unseen deity and prepares an infusion, a concoction for them to drink as a way of accepting the forgiveness. Upon drinking the concoction, the liver, the issue of the liver, etc., disappears.
With multiple strands brought together, listening reaches across changing Pacific communities and environments, weaving reclamation and reaching across fault lines. As we walk toward the seawall by his house, Teveriki tells us it can be the way to a future of our own imagination.
I said in a long-winded way, but that being able to live in any kind of climate, on your own, in your own country, using your own ways, in ways that are sustainable and in common bond, common objectives of humanity, and the pursuit of happiness, whatever, you know. I need to pursue happiness my way, not Nordic countries' way, because that would be inappropriate over here. And so that's my answer to that, if you can make sense of it.
When we listen across fault lines, we pay attention to the environments we live in and are a part of. Pacific cultures have always seen people and ecosystems as interdependent, a relationship that European cultures have long separated, to the detriment of the earth and all who inhabit it. With this series, we emphasize the importance of listening, really listening, to better understand how to care for each other. Wherever you are, we hope that you carry these words from Unaisi Nambombombamba, Teveiriki Teairo, Philip Takom, Lydia Jacob, and Simeone Sevundrendre with you.
Listening Across Fault Lines, Episode 2, by Amea Kangisa, Merenela Tikau, and Eleki Reid. With Unaisi Nambombombamba, Lydia Jacob, Simeone Sevondrendre, Teveiriki Teairo, Philip Tukam, and Mere Nelatikau. Field recording, Amea Kangisa. Composition, Daniel Janac. Directed by Amea Kangisa, Mere Nelatikau, and Eleki Reid. Produced by Deutschlandfunk Kultur 2023. Eine deutsche Version der Serie finden Sie auf hörspielundfeature.de und im Deutschlandfunk Kultur Hörspiel-Podcast.